This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I got to ask Eric on the board. Eric, I know you haven't been with us for years or anything, but you know, do they have things like called dump buttons at the network? Like, you've heard of dump buttons? You do? Okay, just in case. Richard Pearl is coming on the show today.
Okay.
Yeah, remember Richard.
Well, we got to be careful, though, because I think GCN only uses 6 seconds. So.
Oh, okay. So
we could use that up in, like, the first minute of the show.
Eric, I don't mean to make you nervous. I'm playing a little bit. But Richard was part of what we call the three aminos, playing off of amino acids. Liam Sheff and Richard Pearl and I would do shows years ago together, and I would totally lose control of the show. And I was like, I could just watch and hold on for dear life, and hopefully we didn't get in trouble. So, but Richard Pearl's going to join us. We're going to talk about, another controversial topic. Serena Williams, apparently, went all John McEnroe on the judges, and we're going to talk about, is it sexist? Is it racist? Is the cartoon, you know, all of that stuff. Also about crowdfunding. Let's say you had cancer, you had cancer, and you said, you know what, I'm going to put out the crowdsource because I don't have the money for this. Insurance doesn't cover what I want. I want to raise money to go, you know, to a holistic clinic. Would they allow it? We're going to talk about that. The skeptics, the skeptics want to have a say in that. But first and foremost, something that we haven't talked about in a while is back in the news. Back in the news, and by the way, all the notes are up. You can go to robertscottbell.com if you're not sure of the things we are talking about, or if you want to look deeper into them as you hear my perspective on them. Headline reads, this is in Science Mag, by the way, and we have it linked up with the show notes at robertscottbell.com. As massive Zika vaccine trial struggles, researchers revive plan to intentionally infect humans. What? Intentionally infect? Did they not learn anything about the Tuskegee experiments, where they infected men with syphilis, maybe gonorrhea too, just to see what would happen, leaving them completely devoid of treatment? And of course, the theory is, all right, if you expose them to Zika, and we have this vaccine, we'll do a double-blind placebo-controlled study. Apparently, they're actually talking about a placebo-controlled, but the question is, will the placebo have the adjuvants for this experimental Zika vaccine to make it a null hypothesis? And we heard that from Brian Hooker, PhD, last week, the null hypothesis. But it's just so disgusting on so many levels, folks. I mean, I pull my hair out, but I got a little bit of hair left. I don't want to pull it out. Super Don, you know, I can't ask you for your hair. You've got a big head of hair there as well, and I don't want to ask you for yours. So I'm just following this, and I'm like, good Lord, these are people that claim to have ethics, moral, whatever. Maybe I think their absence of these things, if they're proposing they want to infect. Now, here's the good news on this. The good news is that Zika basically doesn't do anything. Really. If you've got your basic levels of health, you have selenium in your system, You're drinking uncontaminated water. You're not being exposed to toxic pesticides or larvicides, as was the case of the wrongly juxtaposed blaming a virus for the small heads, the microcephaly. These people will probably, if anything, get a head cold, a little sniffle from it. But that does not excuse them from their ethical lapse, if they even have ethics or morals, to purposely infect them, knowing in their minds that the risk to them could be a sexually transmitted virus that could be passed on to others and maybe children who have yet to be born to get this microcephaly, which I dispute is the cause, but in their minds it is, which makes it just as bad or worse, that could be the potential outcome. Is this a spoof article? Super Don, tell me, this is not like a pretend website.
This is not The Onion. This is a for real thing here. And, you know, the whole idea of infecting somebody purposely, I guess, is not something that's new, because I guess they've been doing this. They call it they deliberately expose inoculated subjects to the virus. And there's a word for it here. Use a strategy known as a human challenge trial. That's what they call it. According to this, they say for decades, they've been doing this against diseases either that can be affected or effectively treated, like Zika, or like Zika that caused mild symptoms. So back in 2017, apparently there was an ethics committee. They got together and they were like, well, you know, I think this might be a little bit premature, and we're worried that people might, you know, if you intentionally infect them, they might transmit it to their sexual partners, and then, you know, things can happen, blah, blah, blah. So what a difference a year makes, I guess.
Yeah.
Because now 1 year later, they're going, you know what, I think we're going to be okay. And now they're just saying, oh, well, you know, we need to take a really good look at this, but, you know, we think we're going to move forward on this, because the idea here...
Yeah.
Is that, you know, we're moving into, a time where they're saying that Zika could reemerge, right? And
right.
come back.
But it denies the reality of how diseases burn out. For instance, they're saying, we got a $110 million vaccine trial, and now we're having trouble because...
Right, well, okay. Well, yeah, of course, But what if? But what if, Robert Scott Bell? Right. What if, right?
Yeah, and I go, bring it on.
Want a bunch of shrunken heads in South America because we listen to you. We spent $110 million, man. You know,
wasted money except for the people that profited off of it. Yeah.
We got to sell the vaccine, make that money back.
I know. So basically, there are no quote unquote Zika infections happening. They can't find efficacy because everybody's immune to it, apparently. They've been exposed, and they're all fine, except for those shrunken heads, which, by the way, were caused not by Zika viruses, but by larvicides dumped into the water supply. Somebody poisoned the water hole, and it's always the case. Remember, folks, you won't hear it on any other show, most likely, but any time you hear it's a virus that's the cause of the mysterious new illness, it's a cover story for multinational corporations that have poisoned your waterhole with toxicological burdens that you never would have had happened without them. And in this case, larvicides dumped into the water. So they're like, well, you know, since we can't find anybody that has the Zika thing, maybe we can just pull some people out of the jungle, give them the Zika virus. Of course, they'll be therapy naive. They won't know the risks. Now, if it's really just Zika, I'm not concerned. But again, are they pulling out immunocompromised people from the jungle? I don't know. Ethicist? Oxymoron, medical ethicism. It's just not there. And again, the point here I'm making is that the whole scam of the virus and the virus hunters is simply to keep you in a perpetual state of fear so that you keep saying, fund the virus hunters. Fund the NIH, fund the CDC, because they're the only ones that can save us from a new plague that is just, you know, one jungle microbe away from exploding all over planet Earth. And it's a lie. It's always been a lie, especially when you discount the reality of how disease really happens. And that goes back to Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain. That is, when you are healthy and vital, you have a good microbiome, you're minerally proficient, there's nothing that's going to kill you unless you get hit by a bus. You're going to be able to respond accordingly, and you'll know, your body will know what to do. But that is not the image and reality that the pharmaceutical industrial complex, vaccine manufacturers, virus hunters want you to have moving through life. They want you to live in fear of the germ. The germ theory is a perpetual fear induction machine that causes you to roll up your sleeve, drop your drawers, and say, Doc, just give me whatever you got because I'm too afraid and I don't believe in my own immune system. Yeah, that's right. We haven't survived on planet Earth for however long you perceive humans have been on planet Earth, except for the fact that modern medicine doctors were able to come up with vaccines and drugs. Before that, everybody was dead. Yeah, nobody, there was no procreation, no children were ever born, and if they were, they didn't live. It's only because of modern medicine and vaccines that we are even here. I'm telling you, that's the absurd level you have to go to believe the virus story. Even the polio virus is a lie. It was DDT, it was sugar consumption, there was a whole lot of things, and it's arguable that they never isolated one virus, like with hepatitis C. The lies continue. Folks, you won't hear this on any other health show. And God bless Jerry Doyle. He was one of the few in the mainstream of talk radio that would bring me on to talk about subjects that were taboo. Not because they were, deviant. No, because they actually poked holes in the official stories, a la Liam Sheff, of disease creation, disease manifestation machinery. All right, Super Don, I've preached enough for one day. I think Richard Pearl is almost ready to be called, isn't he?
Yeah, we're going to have him on next segment. We got some potentially heated discussion coming up here in the next couple of segments because, as you said, he has a tendency to want to bring some very controversial subjects to the table.
Yeah.
And this Serena Williams thing.
Yeah,
I still, to be honest with you, I still haven't seen the original eruption.
The tirade
that
listen,
took place.
You and I will talk to Richard Pearl about this. We'll see what kind of conclusion we come to. In the meantime, just a shout out to our friends watching on YouTube. You guys, when we opened the show and they were commenting on my complexion, I try to keep up with comments. I thought that they'd be relevant. They were totally irrelevant. In the first hour, they were commenting on my complexion. Oh, he's wearing makeup. I'm like, no, I don't wear makeup. And
were you singing show tunes, too?
No, I was trying to concentrate on the sacred fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Newport, thinking they're going to throw some constitutional game out there, and they're talking makeup. Come on. Rise to the occasion, folks. We might have to charge admission now. If they're going to be, it's like yelling on the golf course when you're about to hit your shot, and they're going to make up. No makeup here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Unless we need makeup days. If I miss a day, I'll try. We'll be right back with Richard Pearl.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got two-thirds of the aminos back because our buddy Liam Schaff, he's just watching from above somewhere laughing at all of us. And I've got his posters behind me if you're watching on YouTube. A lot of the imagery that he did while he was alive and hanging out with me and Richard Pearl doing crazy stuff on and off radio. Richard, welcome back, my friend. It's good to have you on board.
You know, you sound very professional. Too bad they don't get to know you in person.
Well, they do because they see me like on commercial break when I just kind of break character. I take the makeup off and I just say whatever I want.
You sound very good. I have to say that of all the people I've ever done a radio show with, you are the absolute best.
Oh, well, I'm one of them anyway. Listen, Richard, everybody, Simply Natural is in, I don't know where it is, Fort Lauderdale somewhere. I've been there, and it's actually a great store, and there's a great organic restaurant associated with it, and I hope you eat there. In the meantime, I wanted to have you back on for a while, and you said, you know what, I really want to talk about Serena Williams and tennis. First of all, I didn't know you were going to talk about that,
because it's not about Serena Williams. It's about the mindset. It basically harkens back to the election where the person who's supposed to win and doesn't, it's like the people are offended that the outcome isn't the one that they wanted. And it's almost like, well, your outcome doesn't count because we expected this one. If we don't get this one, there's something wrong. And it's really a disturbing thing. So I didn't know anything about it until the other day, and I watched a little bit of the match. And this girl, the Chinese girl, or I'm not sure where she's from, Japanese, I think. She destroyed Serena Williams, and Serena Williams lost her nerve, and was acting erratic, and she lost control of herself, And here she says, but I'm a mother. Well, you know, as a mother, that doesn't amount for much. Whether you're a mother or not doesn't mean you're honest or dishonest. And also, as a mother, you should probably show yourself off as a better example than throwing your racket down, smashing it, calling somebody a thief, you know. And then to say, oh, I'm doing it for women's rights, it's just it's a fake claim. And I just found it, you know, all the people who latch on and said, oh, she deserved to win, or she deserved to have the point. She deserves to be above the law because we like her. And you see it with the way that the election was. You see it with the way that the Mueller investigation is. It's like when you present the facts on one side, it's completely ignored because it doesn't fit their belief system. And it's a very scary proposition to think that so much of our society is living in an emotional state, not an analytical state, and that emotional state is going to destroy the fabric of our society because the truth doesn't matter. There's no relevance to the truth. In fact, it's omitted by the TV stations and other news media outlets. So what's the point of having an honest discussion when half the country doesn't care whether it's true or not? It's really disturbing.
Well, listen, a fascinating analogy you're making into the body politic. I didn't know you were going there, Richard. And,
I didn't either.
You got. I told you to bring it, didn't I? I sent you a message. I said, bring it. And you did, my friend. Well, I didn't see it. I've seen some after fact, some of the video clips of it. And it just reminded me a bit of John McEnroe. Because that was the guy I remember all those years ago.
I hated
yelling
him.
And all right, he was just like foul mouth. And
slap him around and beat him up so many times.
But
I really
the
did.
Question is,
I was back in those days, I was a little more intense than I am today.
So what are we, 30 years later, are we saying that, or are people saying that as a double standard, it's like, well, John McEnroe did this and they didn't, what did they do for him? I mean, there were people complaining about McEnroe's behavior, I remember,
yeah,
back then.
Yeah, but here's the difference. McEnroe led to the rules of today. Just like the Detroit Pistons led to the rules where now you've got people who can double dribble rather. They can triple dribble,
yeah.
And like LeBron, and they call him, he's great.
Yeah.
Right? Or, oh, the wind hit him and he called foul. He's deserving, right? You know, in the days of the past, you had people who played very hard and very physical. And, you know, now we have superstars that you can't have injuries to them. Mm-hmm. So we treat the leagues different and we treat all games different. We make them softer because it's about continuing the profit, not the product. The product doesn't matter. It's just a vehicle for profit. And you see it in all the sports. All the sports have been watered down. And so, yes, in Macro's day, things were different. But men were different. Women were different. Society was different. In this day and age, you know, everybody wants to be treated as a... What she got, basically, she wanted a participation victory trophy. That's what she wanted, a participation victory trophy. Because it didn't matter that she had her best game. She just had... She showed up. Give her the victory.
Give her the
trophy.
Listen, we got to take a break. Richard Pearl is on, and I'll dare go into the next level of cartooning, editorial cartooning. They're claiming one from Australia was racist, and I want to get into that with Richard Pearl, also talking about the freedom to crowdfund for natural medicine.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Alright, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to my good buddy Richard Pearl and Simply Natural. It's a great health food store down there in, what city is it? Plantation,
Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise. You're in Mount Dopey forever.
That's
why.
That's why. Listen, I don't know about flatlands anymore, except the valley, which is beautiful here. But listen, I miss you, and I'm looking
Dude,
forward to seeing
you
in October.
Live near me. You have that house without the door on it.
Well, and Liam Sheff hung out there. We did some shows there that I totally lost control of because of you and Liam together. So we're managing. I miss Liam, as I know you do. But like you said, it's a reunion every time we get together, and that's good. Now, controversy abounds. We were talking about Serena Williams. The point is not about, even though there's sports, a story about it. But the racial identity and racial politics, everything is racism, right? If you didn't like Barack Obama, you were a racist, right? That, and it even claims that Trump is a racist. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, I know people that have worked with Trump for 10-plus years. This guy hired people regardless of their skin color just based on their ability to do things. In other words, their qualities. That it's not about pigment. But let's set that aside for a moment and look at cartooning, editorial cartooning. Apparently, there was an editorial cartoonist down in Australia who I think did like her having a temper tantrum on the court. And immediately cries of racism are occurring. Did you see this cartoon? And Richard, why do you think these cries were?
It was a caricature. You know, when I went to Disney World when I was 7 or 8 years old or whatever age it was, 11 years old, they made a caricature for us. In fact, my parents paid for it. I have one. My brother.
I have one of those too.
I didn't yell anything about it. It was a caricature. They exaggerated your features for a purpose. In her case, she was having a temper tantrum, so they exaggerated that. People have been doing these kind of cartoons forever. You know, it's funny. We chastise other groups like Muslims because they don't want a picture of Obama.
Of Muhammad.
Muhammad, you know, and they get all freaked out. But if you make a picture of a black woman having a temper tantrum, the left act the same way.
Well, and this is the thing. Where's the freedom of speech? Where is the humor aspect of these things? Because caricatures, again, are exaggerations of features. No matter what, I've had plenty of them done. And so at this point, I think this is a ruse. This is a game. This is, again, the divisiveness of the mainstream media. Trying to fan flames where, once again, if people live together among each other, or shall I say amongst each other, I'll ask my wife about that later, they find ways, because it's in their best interest to get along. Black, white, rich, poor, different religious. I mean, again, my example is my mom. You know, when she grew up in Palestine before it was Israel, Jews, Arabs, Christians, they all hung out in the shuk, in the coffee shops. And they would commence a commerce. I mean, it was just normal. And then, of course, the divisiveness happened when the globalists basically came in and tried to dictate how everybody should be. Everyone should hate one another. And again, there's so much disinfo and misinfo in that regard. But when you just let people figure it out, they find a way. It's in their best interest to do so.
Yeah, always commerce trumps war. And when you look at, for instance, most of my clientele are island or black, but I have a lot of Spanish, I have a lot of white, but I have a big mixture of people. I have a lot of Mexicans. By the way, all the Mexicans that I have as customers, they're pro the wall. They want the wall. They're all here illegally. It took a long time. In fact, I have one Mexican. His name is Lance. Lance the Mexican. He was born here, but his parents named him Lance, so he'd have an easier time of life. But all of them are for the wall, contrary to the way the media presents how Mexicans or Spanish people should think. You know, you mentioned racism. A lot of times things aren't racism. It's simply bigotry. And bigotry has a totally different meaning. It means an intolerance. That's all it is. It's an intolerance towards those who hold other opinions. So it's not racism if you point out something. Racism is completely different. It's, you know, racism is basically saying that one group is better than another group. From a race standpoint.
Genetic superiority, again, that's important. Yeah, it's important to make that distinction because most people that cry racism don't know the definition. That's true.
No, they yell it for everything. Yeah. Some things are prejudice. Like, you might be prejudiced against green Martian people. You just might find that not an appealing group of people you want to associate with, right? So you're going to avoid them because you don't want to get zapped by them like in Mars Attack. So you are not going to, you're prejudiced towards the Martians, right? Or if you're in the water, you're prejudiced towards sharks swimming around you.
Right. You're prejudging
them. Under the circumstances.
You're prejudging that they're all going to be one way. And of course, that's not necessarily, again, the belief in inherent genetic superiority of one race of people over another. That's important distinction. I try to make that whenever this topic comes up. Now,
and
what
the
about
the problem is they're just torpedoing everything with racism, and it's a way to stop
discussion,
from
stop
honest intellectual conversation,
stop intellectualism, logic, to stop the ability to ask questions. Right? That's taboo. That's out of sort. You can't go there. And of course, we've got to discard all of that. And of course, freedom of speech means we engage intellectually in things we might disagree with. But we could still walk away as friends, but now that's not allowed. Now, because the people that are typically left liberal, if they even say one nice thing about one thing Trump has done for the economy, for instance, right? Or the unemployment rate dropping.
Look at Google. I mean, you saw that video yesterday, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's disturbing that, you know, they had the group think where everybody gets on stage who is powerful for that company, and they're basically saying to everybody, here's what we think. You better think like us, because if you don't, the writing's on the wall. You won't be here for long.
Right.
And they basically were sulking that Hillary lost, and one lady needed a group hug.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in that audience and you voted for Trump, you're not going to say a word.
Yeah.
You're going to be scared out of your mind to say anything to anybody, because you already have a group think that says one thing. And you know there's a bias. You know, if I go on YouTube and I want to look, if I just punch up the word Trump, and I look for the last half, you know, last hour or last, I guess if they say last hour, you will see everything, but it'll be from CNN, USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times. You won't find anything other than the liberal outlets.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to put up CNN or fake, if you put up CNN, then you put the letter F, you won't get fake news. Or you have to spell out the whole thing. In the past, it was different. They're making up algorithms that everything you see is negative. If you punch up just on Google and you punch up Trump or you punch up some kind of news, you'll get something, but it will all be from, again, the liberal websites. And you can't tell me that CNN is more popular than Fox, and yet you'll never see Fox unless you spell it out specifically with Fox in the nameplate. So it's really quite remarkable how much of this is going on. Of course, they get away with, there's nothing to see here. It reminds me of the guy who got caught in bed with another woman, and the other woman's staring at him, and he says, it's not me.
It's not me. Hey,
right?
You know, here's
and that's what the left is doing. You
Richard,
get worse here, some of these guys. That's all they do.
Here's another example. Darla Shine, friend of ours here, and Super
right.
Don's friend. He used to produce her show as well, and she's the wife of Bill Shine. Bill Shine gets a job in the White House in communications. Suddenly, they're pulling up old tweets of Darla Shine when she did a show, and she happened at one point, she had me on her show. We talk about vaccines. She mentioned the higher incidence of autism among the African-American community, and they claimed that was racist. No, it was a scientific assessment and evaluation she was reporting on. So it's delusional. There's no logic, emotion. It even gives bad words to emotions that people are arguing or reacting in this way. Now, I want to switch gears on you because I want your comment on this as well. Because you have helped many people over the years, sincerely, Richard, to get well from serious problems. You can't be, quote-unquote, an official doctor. We know how it is in health food stores. But you're helping their bodies to overcome things, right? Helping them overcome things. Whether it be cancer, neurological, you name it, you've helped them. And now there's an article here about crowdfunding. Have you heard about this concept of crowdfunding? Like,
I'm familiar, and I know they're trying to stop it right now from...
Like GoFundMe?
GoFundMe, right. So you could go online and say, you know what, I have a need. And if anybody would like to contribute to my needs here, and people, you know, maybe charitable goodwill, maybe it's a business thing, I don't know. But there are people that are having, you know, their cancer. And they don't want chemo, radiation, and surgery. And they don't have the money to afford, like, a holistic or integrative treatment. So they're raising money for that. And these skeptics, they are saying, oh, no, you should pre-qualify that. You shouldn't allow them because they're not using it for anything real. They're using it for what they call quackery. I mean, you talk about the gatekeepers of survival forcing you to raise money only if you're going for chemo?
Well, they've decided that they're the only ones who have a right to an opinion. It's really scary, and it's so many areas of society where you have this, and then you also have people that are paid to be the social justice warriors just to respond to anything. So there's so many groups out there that control. So you don't know what's real, what isn't real. I know about the crowdfunding thing. It's incredible to me that they're allowed to even have an opinion. If you don't want to give money, don't. No one's stopping you from not giving money.
But these people aren't satisfied with that. They will not stop until you are prohibited from exercising your freedom to go a path, or maybe they call it, I call what they believe in is a cult. It's a death cult, modern medicine.
It is a cult.
Let's be honest. And it's the third leading cause of death, maybe first, based on what it causes. But the freedom, again, that's where I draw the line. It's okay. You don't like what I do. You don't like what Richard Pearl does. That's fine. I don't mind. But when you purposefully try to stop using the force of government or other violent means, now you've crossed the line, buddy, right? And that's where we go, you know what, you people, I would say, you know, Venezuela would be too good for you. But, you know, that's my perspective on freedom.
Well, you know, we have a problem right now in this country where people, I guess you could say people fall into two different camps, the emotional camp and the intellectual, or the, I wouldn't even say intellectual, the ones who are analytical. But so many people are so emotional, and if you look at cell phones, for instance, cell phones force people to be emotional because everything is clickbait. They're always on their phone. They're always reactive, especially younger people. And younger people don't have wisdom on their side. They don't have the experience. They don't have contrast. They just have groupthink. And so you have a lot of people that are just completely emotional. And because they don't have the substance behind their views, they end up just being absolutely shut down from anything other than their view. Mm-hmm. And what we see is, you know, we see a group of people who just under no circumstance want to be different than their friends. And so when you look at liberalism, you have to look at it as a broader concept. Liberalism is really bondage. And we're talking versions of it because they're always telling you, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's wrong to do this. It's wrong to have that idea. You can only have this idea. So liberalism is a form of bondage. Conservatism is a form of freedom. Conservatism says, and by the way, this is why you don't see the violence from the conservatives that you see on the liberal side. The liberal side is so freaked out.
You won't believe it, that Richard was a liberal when I first met him for many years.
At one point.
I don't remember those days. I thought I was always a libertarian.
Well, that's the one the brick fell on your head, remember?
That must have been it. Listen, stick around. We got more with Richard Pearl as we're wrapping up today's show. We'll hear from Super Don, too. He's been awful quiet because you can't get a word in edgewise with Richard here.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Richard, I dreaded having you on. Was afraid it would go all wrong. No, I didn't actually. I was looking forward to it, my friend. And I'm so glad you said, "Hey, I want to go on," and we made it happen that quickly.
Well, I
Richard,
I just wanted to do it because you just played Leonard Skinner.
Right. Well, you know that for me, the Southern Jew, right, the redneck. I love Skinner, and anytime I hear Skinner, I just want to play it the whole time. So,
what's your favorite
song? Give Me Three Steps just comes to mind right now, but I like a lot of Skinner.
Mine is I Know a Little.
Yeah. No, that is a great one too. Yeah, I Know a Little. So we got a lot of good things happening on the airways when you're on the air, when I'm on the air, the people are listening, although by and large we got the mainstream media to compete with. And I don't think there's any competition in reality because what we're speaking from is our heart as well as our experience. And we're not scripting these shows. I mean, I joke about every word is scripted, but obviously it's not. And trying to get people to think a little bit clearly on the issue of health and healing, and of course when that applies from their body, the body to the body politic, the same principles apply. And it's not, everybody tries to disconnect, right, this idea of the Hegelian dialect. We just remove it, we pit one side against the other, and then of course people are lost, and then they're all in emotion.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I guess I do.
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
The thing that I've noticed that when people communicate, and they, even when they challenge each other, they bond. And when you bond, it's something magical because you're taking your frequency, someone else's frequency, you're melding them together. You have something in common, even if you're on different sides of it. You have camaraderie, and there's a joy factor. And I think that's so lost on people, especially since everything people buy is on the internet. They don't go to the store. They don't connect to people. Everything they do on their phone, they can sit next to someone, but they're playing with their phone. Mm-hmm. We're losing that love of connection, that ability to communicate in a way that, you know, was taken for granted all up until the last 20 years. It's really a sad thing.
And that's why, you know, I'm encouraging folks to go to the Trinity Conference, which is the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, because it's different. It, you know, obviously we're here on radio. It's fun. We got the YouTube happening. But, man, when you get together with folks, you sit down, you break bread, you have a, it's great. It's a different transformative experience. Like my son could watch videos about mountain man life, right, what it's like. But he's out there doing it with he's, you know, learning it from people that have been doing it. And it's different. It transforms you. It changes you. And
by the way, is Space Ghost going to be out there?
Super Don?
Yeah.
Space Ghost. Where's the Space Ghost when we need him?
I forgot about that.
Yes.
That's right.
It was and, you know, he adopted the image of the Space Ghost as his
I did. You inspired me. And so on Facebook, my profile picture is Space Ghost right now.
See, Richard, you have an impact. You have such an impact.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, you know what? If you really want to have an impact, do your show on the west side of Chicago.
Oh, no. We're going to do it in the suburbs in Schaumburg, where we are likely not to get shot.
That's racist of you.
No, those are Democrat policies of disarming the populace.
Actually, because you're prejudiced against getting shot.
I'm prejudging. Yeah, that scenario. I do not want to get. Yeah, exactly. You're so right. By the way, say thanks to our sponsors, folks. Links are up in the show notes. You'll see banners. RobertScottBell.com. It's all there. Beta 1 3D Glucan, Better Way Health, and of course our CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com, RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. Go to see Richard Pearl, eat at his restaurant. And
come to the store. We'll help you with health as well.
That's
by the way, you know what you need? You need a jacket with all your sponsors on it, sort of like NASCAR.
You know, I have T-shirts. People will send me occasionally. I'll get to wear them. I've got some. Yeah, occasionally that's cool. But I wish politicians would do that, too. You get to see their loyalties. But in this case, Super Don, we have successfully navigated a show with Richard Pearl. And so far, no dump button. This is good news.
I worked at it. There were a couple times.
The board op appreciates it, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, Eric was like nervous on the board. I'm like, just be careful, just in case. But no, Richard was on his best behavior.
Remember, I'm a professional.
Yes, don't try this at home, folks. Don't try this at home. Listen, I hope you enjoy as much as I do. It isn't always physiological health here on this show. We talk about these principles of healing in many ways, including entering the body politic, economics. We have Jonathan E. Mord on with the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But, Richard, my buddy, I didn't even mention how I got into radio thanks to you, because you don't like it when I do that.
Listen, by the way, the next time, I don't even want to hear it, but the next time we do a show, I want to talk a little about economics and the Fed rates, things like that, because many of your clients don't, or customers, all seven of them, they probably don't know that I, back in the day, was a stockbroker, and my background is economics besides politics, and you've helped me on my views on some things, I might add, and of course, nutrition, and you and I met up in Georgia.
Georgia, doing a homeopathic.
Newton.
Yeah. All right, listen, we're out of time, but I will tell you this. God's honest truth. Despite anything you hear from Richard Pearl, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient LifeWell is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.